San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, September 1st, 2019. Today's lesson is The Breath of Spirit with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to a new month. Today is September 1st, and so we have a new month, a new breath, a new theme, and all back to our annual theme of living a spiritual life. And we do that because we know that there is only one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And it is this fundamental truth that anchors us in these teachings, in this universal spiritual truth, to let us know that there is only one life. That life is the life divine, and that life lives in us, as us, and through us. So this morning, since it is September 1st, I want to introduce you to our new theme of inspiration. Inspiration is something that comes in. And the actual word inspiration is the inflow of spirit. Just as expiration is the outflow of spirit, inflow of breath, the outflow of breath. And we think we're breathing air. What we're actually breathing is this combination of eternal spiritual stuff that is the very essence of life. Everything that is alive has this same essence. Everything that is alive on this planet has inspiration and expiration. Every animal, every fish, every plant, because the fish, even as they are breathing the water, there is oxygen in the water, and they are being oxygenated, they are being spiritualized. Plants have this system whereby they, not osmosis, it's like phytosis or something. I know this word. I wrote reports on this word. Anyway, the plants give and take oxygen and carbon dioxide. They take in the carbon dioxide and they release the oxygen. Now, people, we take in the oxygen and we release the carbon dioxide. So when we say, oh, my plants, I love my plants, I talk to my plants, and they are growing, well, there's a scientific reason for that. You are giving as your expiration carbon dioxide. The plants are taking in that carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. And we are breathing in that oxygen. It's this symbiotic relationship between people and plants to sustain each other, to support each other in breathing, in having that breath of spirit move so that it is serving all in whatever chemical component it has. The breath actually is the source of all life. People think, well, you know, I need food, I need water, I need my heart beating, I need my brain thinking. Yes, and none of those matter if you are not breathing. Breathing is the very essence of life. The in-breath of spirit and the out-breath of the release of spirit. When children are small, sometimes they think they're going to pitch a fit and they say, well, I'll hold my breath until you let me have my way. What I learned many, many, many years ago when I was reading up on how to be a good parent was that it's okay to say, go ahead. And it's also okay to explain to your child, because when you can't hold your breath any longer, you'll just fall asleep and your body will start breathing again. Or as the book was humorous, it said, go ahead and hold your breath. And when you turn blue and pass out, you'll breathe again. So I'm not worried about you. You can't hold your breath forever. We can't hold in spirit. We can't isolate spirit and keep it from moving, because spirit is breathing us. Spirit is not going to move into our lungs and camp out and stay, because we need to release, to expirate, in order to continually inspirate and take in that breath of spirit. As Mark had us do shortly before the service, take in a nice deep breath and let it go. So thank you, Reverend Mark. What do we do when we want to calm ourselves down? When we want some inner peace, we're feeling agitated, we need some peace, what do? We breathe. We breathe. In fact, stress-relieving courses tell the people to breathe, to simply stop, breathe in, and breathe out. And they say three deep breaths. And while you're taking these three deep breaths, you're supposed to count to 10. Well, I find that the in-breath and the out-breath is much more powerful for the entire mind, body, spirit than trying to mentally count to 10. Because there's so much more going on. We are breathing in the air. We are breathing in the oxygen. We are oxygenating our brain, oxygenating our blood. We are activating spirit's power within us consciously instead of unconsciously, like it goes on all the time. So, inspiration, besides breathing, it is also that inner voice that tends to guide us. That inner voice. I'd like to share with you an inspirational poem. I don't know how many of you may know, but James Dillett Freeman is a Unity poet, and he wrote a book, What God Is Like. It's a poetry book. His poetry is powerfully spiritual and inspirational. So this is in alignment with our theme of inspiration for September, his poem called Out of Forever. A wind from far away, out of forever, blows sometimes from I know not what strange strand. Then I am as in a dream, a dream I never remember, yet somehow I understand. I turn, although I know no road returning to the high country whence my mind's winds come, to fill me full of dreams and full of yearning. What fair land, what far shore the wind blows from, I cannot say, but when the wind is blowing, it blows to me a sense of truths more true, of lives beyond this life, and worlds past knowing. Companions, does not the wind blow for you? Does not the wind blow for you? This is spiritual. This is the inspiration. When he says the wind from far away, out of forever, it's the eternal, the universal, the always movement of spirit, the breath of spirit. And he says, then I am as in a dream I never remember, yet somehow I understand. Now that is the dream that is our inner knowing of our spiritual self. It's when we hear something, we feel something, it strikes that chord of truth within it, within us. We don't know how we know that it's true, but we know. We don't know how we know that it's right, but we know. Just the same way we know when someone tells us something that's not right, we go, wait a minute. Okay, logically, but you know, my inner knowing is telling me no. So this is his inner knowing, his cord of truth in his spiritual self. He says that the winds fill me full of dreams and full of yearning. They inspire him to look toward more. More in his life, more in his being, more in his soul. That's his inspiration. He says, it blows to me a sense of truths more true. It's the truth with a capital T. You know, there's the truth, my car is outside. The truth, my car is parked in the parking lot. The truth, my vehicle moves me where I need to be, when I need to be there, for it is a gift of the divine. Truths more true. Lives beyond this life, that there is life outside of our physical being, and worlds past knowing. We know that we are, the entire world is not centered around each one of us, though we would like it to be on occasion. We would like to be the center of the world, the center of the universe, and in our own minds we are, but there are also billions and billions and more people who are the center of their own universe, and we're also sharing it. The breath of spirit, it blows for all of us always, and it's a gentle wind of eternal source, ever inspiring us. James Dillett Freeman, What God Is Like. So this month, with inspiration, we have an awful lot going on. All month long, we'll be having special lessons about inspiration, just like today we're talking about the breath of spirit. And next week, for inspiration, our lesson is Something's Calling Me. And the icon on our calendar is deeper. Now, there is a Jamie Lula song, Something's Calling Me a Little Bit Deeper Than I've Ever Been Before. When we are being called, we are also being inspired to move. We're always a choice. But let's find out more about Something's Calling Me and what is calling us next week. On the 15th, we've got a light bulb over our head. Something else about inspiration. When, aha, the light goes on. We'll find out more then. On the 22nd, the invisible muse. What inspires, what the muses do and how they work in our life. There are 9 muses. We'll touch on the muses, but truly it's the spiritual muse that we're going to look at. And the last Sunday of the month, what inspires you? What inspires you? And we have something here. It is in doing what inspires you that you become an inspiration for others. So we'll be looking at that. Not only that, not only are we having these messages, but we are having classes to enrich, inspire, and support you. We have 2 classes this month. The first one is starting September 9th. It's the 4 Agreements. Of course, the 4 Agreements is going to inspire you because these are agreements you make with yourself. And then on September 25th, our class is starting Mandalas and Meditation. And you will be finding yourself entrenched, enriched, deepened, inspired to have a greater understanding of your inner authentic self and enjoy the heck out of it. You've got pictures to color in that one. So remember that inspiration is the inner voice of spirit guiding you along your spiritual journey as you proceed in living a spiritual life. Always. I have a friend, we have a friend, Daniel Gonzalez. Gutierrez, Daniel Gutierrez. Now, when we first met Daniel Gutierrez, he was a public speaker. He was the number one Latino motivational speaker in the country. And he had a book out, and he and a friend of his came and put on a conference sponsored by our center. And we developed such a wonderful friendship with Daniel, and he's so successful. He was a business advisor to a few of the Fortune 500 companies. So he was very powerful in his own right, in his business sense. And he was also moving into spirituality at that time. What Daniel has done is over the years, he has increased his spirituality. He has followed his inspiration, his inner guidance. And he now has the Catalina Retreat Center in Peru. He went on so many trips to Peru, to the sacred sites, that he found that was where his life was. Now, he still comes back. He was back just over the weekend because his son is now grown. But what happened is he followed his intuition. He took his business acumen and his spiritual inspiration, and he created something that is giving fulfillment to both and serving other people. That's inspiring, isn't it? That's inspiring. He doesn't wear the 3-piece, very expensive suits anymore. He wears shorts. And he wears ponchos, and he wears a huge sun hat. But when you look at his face, he is more radiant now than he was 10 years ago, 12 years ago when we met him. He wrote, "The clouds parted and the heavens opened up. God reached down, gently touched your face, softly stroked your hair, and said, 'I am you, and you are me. You are my child, and all is well. Trust in me, and together we will co-create your world.' just the way you desire it. We will co-create your world just the way you desire it. We are inspired. And as we move into action on those things that inspire us, we are creating our own world. We are co-creating with spirit, with the infinite spirit, that which is ours, that which moves us, that which has inspired us to become something. And in that becoming, we are an inspiration to others. In 365 Science of Mind, which is a year of daily wisdom from Ernest Holmes, on page 243, he has some writings on I am inspired from on high. And he's talking about what Jesus said as far as I and the Father are one. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And he says, perhaps what Jesus taught seems too good to be true, and yet all nature is a living example, a continuous reminder that there is a spirit animating everything, a presence diffused, a law governing, a unity sustaining, a coordinating will binding all together, a unifying principle holding everything in place. He says, there is an inspiration within me that governs every act, every thought, with certainty, with conviction, and in peace. The key that unlocks the treasures of the kingdom of God is in my hand. I unlock the doorway of my consciousness and gently open it that the divine presence may flood my whole being with light, illumine my being with its radiant glow, and direct my footsteps onto the pathway of peace and joy. The key that unlocks the treasures of the kingdom is in my hand. When I unlock the doorway of my consciousness and open it to the divine inspiration, I open it, divine presence floods my whole being with light. What is the light? Energy. What is the breath? Energy. It illumines my being with its radiant glow and directs my footsteps onto the pathway of peace and joy. Have you ever seen someone so joyful that they inhale and they just hold their breath because they're so excited? It's also called take my breath away. You've taken my breath away. So we breathe that in and our eyes sparkle. We are filled with that divine light of inner joy. That's the same thing as this in-breath, breathing in the breath of spirit, breathing in that great sense of joy, of love, of knowing that everything is okay, knowing that when we take our next step, it's an inspired step, that there is a foundation supporting us. That is a spiritual foundation. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes said something very powerful. He said, it's on page 499, paragraph 2. He said, God was, is, and will remain the essence of life, truth, and purity. Let us enter this essence in belief and be freed from our unbelief and human mistakes. All goodness and every good gift cometh from the light. Cometh from the light. So if we're lacking wisdom, we can come to the source and we can ask it for help. Or we can simply know that we are always guided. And we can name it and claim it. We can name and claim our joy. We can name and claim love, peace, clarity. Clarity is a good one. This month of inspiration, a good daily prayer would be, today I am clear on that which is mine to embrace. Today I clearly know that which is mine to embrace. I mean, heck, we've got all these talks coming up, these classes coming up. Clearly, you are meant to know about them, and you are invited to participate in them. And you may ask yourself, am I inspired to attend these classes, to find out about those four agreements, to explore the color and the power and the spirituality of the mandalas in the deepest recess of my meditative space? Would I just like to come for the Sunday morning meditation? Would I love to hear these messages? What am I inspired to do? This month, open yourself up. Simply be. Find our song, It's in Every One of Us, says, it's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We're opening our eyes to that which is all around us. Find your heart, let yourself simply be. Through your heart, you will feel these callings, these messages, this inner voice that is guiding you, that is leading you, that is inviting you to be fully your authentic self. That which you desire, you are being inspired to become. So if you are in alignment with me, please place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today, I am filled with wisdom. I am filled with love. I am guided to that which has inspired me. I open my heart to this inspiration. And co-create it with the divine. And so it is. Now breathe in that breath of spirit. That inspiration, that inner guidance, simply breathe it in because you have claimed it. Inspiration is yours in every moment, physically and spiritually, always, always and forever. In our quotes this morning, Reverend Mark gave us one from Ernest Holmes. It says, as the very life of God flows through you, breath bespeaks your eternal alliance with life. Well, what is life? There is only one life. That is the source of all life. That is the life of the universe, of the infinite spirit, and that life is your life now, just as it is my life now. That is the very life of God, breathing you, inspiring you, being the very source of your life, the breath of life. You are breathing the breath of life. In Genesis, in the Bible, it talks about the Lord creating Adam and Eve from dust, and then he breathed life into Adam. He breathed life into him. It wasn't until that divine spark of life moved into this mud patty of Adam that he became a living being, with all of his cells being filled with the divine, with that perfect, infinite source of life. The very life of God flows through you. Breath bespeaks your eternal alliance with life. And so it is. And so I thank you for your time, for your attention this morning. I hope that I have inspired you, because you have inspired me. Namaste.